Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Supreme Court appears skeptical of claims by former President Donald Trump he has absolute immunity from prosecution. Chief Justice John Roberts, among at least five members of the court, who seem to be inclined to reject the concept of total immunity on the part of a sitting president, a position that crossed ideological lines and was echoed here by fellow Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
However, it also appears the court's conservative majority could be ready to limit the scope of the case against Trump, possibly sending the matter back to a lower court to be sorted out. That has the potential to delay a trial on charges of election interference until after the November election. The chief negotiator for Hamas says the group does not know how many hostages remain in Gaza and are still alive. His comments were published in an interview with the Associated Press a day after the militant group released a video message from an American-Israeli hostage, but was not clear when the video was recorded. In it, he's missing part of his left arm. Has more.
Khalil al-Hayya rejected accusations by the U.S. and Israel that the group doesn't want a truce. He told the AP in an interview from Turkey that Hamas has lowered the number of Palestinian prisoners that would be released in an exchange of captives. But he insisted the group is still demanding a full withdrawal of Israeli troops and a lasting ceasefire. Israel has only agreed to a six-week pause in fighting. He was quoted as saying, "If we are not assured the war will end, why would I hand over the prisoners?" Hamas took more than 240 hostages during its deadly attack on Israel October 7th. More than 100 were freed during a week-long truce in November, but Hamas says Israeli attacks have killed more than 70 others in captivity. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
The stock market fell today after a disappointing report on economic growth. Spending mostly held up, though there were continued inflationary pressures. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 1%.
The stock market sell-off came on the heels of a Commerce Department report showing the U.S. economy grew less than half as fast in January, February, and March as it did during the previous quarter. GDP expanded at an annual rate of just 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. Some of that drop reflected temporary factors. Consumer spending, which is the biggest engine of economic growth, proved to be fairly resilient. Consumers did spend less money during the quarter on big-ticket items, such as automobiles and furniture, which are often bought on credit. But spending on services, like restaurant meals and concert tickets, continue to grow at a rapid rate. Investment in new homes was also up sharply, thanks in part to a shortage of existing homes on the market. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Looking at those numbers, the Dow fell 375 points. The Nasdaq was down 100 points. This is NPR. New rules from the Environmental Protection Agency are aimed at making it more costly for coal or gas-fired power plants to pollute. The rules unveiled today require such plants capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The EPA guidelines are aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the burning of fossil fuels, a key part of the Biden administration's pledge to eliminate carbon pollution from the electricity-generating sector by 2035 and economy-wide by 2050. A former university student and Chinese citizen has been sentenced to 9 months in a U.S. prison. That's after threatening a Boston woman who posted flyers supporting democracy in China. NPR's Frank Langford has more.
In 2022, a woman posted a simple flyer on the Berklee College of Music campus in which she asked for democracy and freedom in China. Prosecutors say the 26-year-old perpetrator, Wu Xiaolei, demanded she take it down and threatened to cut her hands off. Wu also posted her email address online and said he'd informed on her to Chinese police. Prosecutors say Wu weaponized fear of the Chinese Communist Party to try to suppress the woman's right to free speech. U.S. and European authorities are concerned about the rising number of cases like this, where Chinese citizens loyal to the government target critics abroad. The Washington think tank Freedom House says China does more than any other country to repress dissent overseas. Frank Langford, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today despite signs of weaker U.S. economic growth. Supply concerns helped give prices a slight lift, oil up 76 cents a barrel to $83.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.